They are headed for the exits. Unhappily here in Philadelphia, the Celtics have done it. They've beaten the Sixers 112-109. There was a moment, Al Horford, very early in this game. Max and I were concerned you would not even be here to see the finish after picking up after picking up that technical. And I think everyone is glad you were. We just called this the biggest win of the year for this team. How does it feel on the floor?
It feels great. You know, I felt like, you know, obviously we're down a few guys, and our team, you know, we responded well. Played together, tough. It's hard to win on the road. And it just felt good to see everyone, you know, just lay it all out there.
It seemed like so many things kind of went against you guys for a while late in that basketball game, but you stayed true to yourselves. You think about a couple of plays and that you did not get where fouls were called and weren't called, but you just seemed like to believe in each other.
No question. You know, we wanted to come out here and really set a tone. You know, obviously, bad loss at home against the Clippers, and you know, we just wanted to be better. So guys really locked in today, did what we needed to do defensively, and it just feels good, man. That's a good team over there.
There have been moments, obviously, throughout the season, long scoring runs against you. You talk about those lapses, different periods of time. This was a game in which I thought two things happened. Number one, setting the tone in the very first few possessions of the game, and that connectivity, even when things weren't going great early in the third quarter, there was almost never – it never seemed to disappear in this game.
Nah, no question. You know, we just kept playing onto the next play, trying to play for one another. And I'm just proud of the group because, you know, we could make a lot of excuses. But you know, our guys really, you know, we really stuck together and got it done.
Well, it's something to see your young players grow up as men. That is just a beautiful thing to see.
No, it is. It is. It really is. And you know, these guys have heart, man. You know, I know that we've had our ups and downs this year. But at the end of the day, I know that I can count on these guys when we need them most.
Did it feel like you were playing with the Gordon Hayward you've been playing against over the last few years tonight?
Yes. Yes, it did. It was a lot of fun to see him go out, play freely. And I was most encouraged on him on the defensive end. Nobody's going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But defensively, he really brought it for us. And when he does that, you know, it takes us to another level.
Because, Al, you know, he wasn't using his hands. He was sliding his feet, which he hadn't been doing, right? You saw, you picked up on that.
Yeah, no question. So, you know, we all want to be better, and this was a great time for us to come together and get this win.
We'll see you on the plane.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.